Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. For listeners of the Dragon Fisters, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Now, most of you are probably starting to or are deep into adventures using 5th edition. And as that gets back to the roots, I figured we should as well. So this week's suggestion is Swords and Deviltry, The Adventures of Favard and the Grey Mouser. It's written by Fritz Lieber, and this is narrated by Jonathan Davis, who does an absolutely amazing job at bringing all of these characters to life. This is the introduction of these two characters that span over 7 volumes. The series started in the early 70s and went very strong. And in fact, the reason we are bringing it up this week is because it is actually heralded as one of the major influences of Gary Gygax when creating Chainmail and then eventually Dungeons and Dragons. So it's definitely worth checking out. Now, to download your free audiobook copy today, go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters. Again, that's audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free audiobook.
The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters actual play podcast episode 154. Last time, after turning the 3 men in a tub to 3 men in a tomb, the way I did there, the party found themselves in cleanup mode and kind of almost not really knowing what to do with anybody really pushing their buttons anymore. But luckily, now they might have a mission where they can go ahead and push some buttons themselves. Now, before we figure out exactly who gets pushed, let's go ahead and do some intros.
This is Trevor, I'm playing Carrick Barris, and I'm a rogue.
This is Kelly, and I'm playing Paul Tuarfin, and I am a barbarian.
This is John, I play Marion Rusk, and I am a Soul Knight Aegis.
This is Dave, I play Rodash, and I am a monk.
This is Gabby, I play Shy, and I am an Oracle Wildrider.
I'm Jesse,
and he's an asshole!
Now, one thing I want to do before we start is a couple of shout-outs. I hate that fucking phrase. But these go out to Podcast Addict and Aether on Twitter. Now, if you haven't noticed lately, our entire library of episodes is now available. And that was mostly due to some issues that Aether ran into using Podcast Addict in order to try to get our podcast working and kind of it. Having our library available has always been an issue because we ran into a couple of little technical problems, but with the help of the lovely folks at Podcast Addict over a Twitter conversation, we were able to get around a lot of that, and now everything is available. Absolutely everything, and it will be for quite a long time. It's going to be years upon years upon years until we run out of space. So, a special thank you to Aether and Podcast Addict for really kicking us into gear and helping us with some issues and making our entire library available. So, thank you. And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
I still have it, 1 minute. What? Mm-hmm. I'm still from the prosthetic or the other?
No, the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So confused.
Do you want to try it?
He's priest.
Should I be giving it to somebody, or should I?
You had said we had talked about, and you had said that you were gonna. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, all right.
Well, because I actually think I left it in Voltu's room, so I should probably go get it anyway.
Possibly.
Alright, yeah. Alright, so we'll head to... Why don't we head back to Voltu's room? We can collect any gear that we need and then head to the stables, pick up some horses, and head out and see if we can find some hobgoblins to kill or other.
Next thing I want to try is Irish soda bread.
Mm. That's what I'm making. Oh, no, wait. I was making beer bread.
With that gross pig in a blanket.
Dude, fucking... I think it'll be delicious to have hand-flavored beer in beer bread.
No.
Pigs in a blanket without having to fucking have hot dogs in the middle of ruining the fucking bread.
So, all right, what are you guys... what type of... Are you going to make any procurements for traveling gear or rations or anything like that?
I'll probably grab some rations.
Yeah, I mean, I figure we'll fill up a couple water skins.
All right.
Get enough rations. Go back to the tavern and get all the rest of our gear.
Mm-hmm.
About how many days worth of rations will you be getting?
Since we have horses, I don't know. Couple of weeks.
2 weeks probably should be enough.
Yeah. That's a good call.
8 hour, 3 times a day. Sounds about right.
Let's do some math here. So 2 weeks worth of math.
What is that from?
Alright, gold.
So that's gonna be 7 gold. That's 7 gold each for 2 weeks worth of rations.
Holy okay.
Fuck.
I have 5 rations already. Do you think they're still good?
Probably.
I mean, I've had them probably.
Rations don't really go bad.
Alright. David. So I'll probably buy 9 rations.
Awesome. Okay.
Because
yeah,
it's like a ration a day is good for a dog, right?
Sure.
Dream
why are you sitting
yeah,
on
well, the
cat's
bed? Because it's like comfy and shit.
Yeah. So that's going to be you just 4 gold, 5 silver.
Okay.
Also, I want to swing back to that tailor. And see if it's ready yet.
Okay. No, but he's putting the finishing touches on it, so it should be ready in about a day or so. He told you a few days, and it's only been 1. So.
How many bananas are there? 4. Oh, wow.
I want to give him a heads up that I am going to be leaving for a couple of weeks.
I cut the sugar that was supposed to be in it.
Because I have to go on a mission to help secure the town for the military. If he wouldn't mind just holding on to it until I get back. But I should be back in a couple of weeks.
That's totally fine. No problem.
Just wanted to give you a heads up before I hadn't been back. And you were like, fuck this. And
I won't sell it for, say, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
If you're not back in 3 weeks, then I'll sell it. I'm sure I can make money off of this. It's not bad. I know there's a handful of people here that celebrate the Swallowtail. So.
Really?
Hey.
I thought I was the only one.
Oh, no. It's not a... important festival or...
I don't wear my faith on my sleeve, so I didn't realize there were any other followers of Desna.
Yeah, there's a handful. I've actually made some ornamental gear, some ornamental clothing throughout the last year or so. So, yeah. You're not alone.
I am not alone.
It's not bad. I wouldn't want a whole slice of it myself.
You just ate a whole slice.
I have a big mouth. Deal with it. That's why you married me.
That's true.
No, she just shook her head yes. So, yeah.
Guys can like more than...
Alright, so yeah. When we go back to the tavern, Rodash suddenly gets something thrown into his arms.
Which is what?
It looks like a metal sleeve.
It ends with knuckles.
What is this for, evil eyed one?
I kind of want it.
For all intents and purposes.
I gave it to you.
Yeah, I want it. We took down a bandit that was wearing it.
I took down a bandit that was
you,
wearing it.
We, standing as a next group... to him.
That's totally, yeah.
I
expected this to all be in-game.
We as a group, you took him out while we took all of the minions out around him so that you didn't get ganged up on.
Baldur's like, I took out like 5 of the minions.
I'm just walking away at this point.
Yeah, Before you punch him in the face.
You seem to use him more fists than anybody else, so... I figured you might want this.
I'm sorry. You hand more fists.
Right?
Can I actually tell what this is based on my smithing experience?
Go ahead and give me... Do you have appraisal?
I have it, but I don't have any points in it.
Yeah, either appraisal or craft. Either one of those will do.
Will that be a craft weapon?
Yeah, sure.
You suck.
12.
Good day, sir.
Alright, so you can tell that this is a something that is supposed to kind of meld both offense and defense. Mm-hmm. So it straps up at the shoulder, as well as kind of having a couple of straps underneath the arm. It does come all the way down and actually goes as far as covering the knuckles. So it does also offer some added protection and offense. To the fist.
Steel sleeve?
Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's only one, right?
It's only one, yeah.
It's not the double?
It's one, yeah.
Isn't the steel sleeve supposed to be two? Or that was the Panzerfaust or something like that.
No, yeah, that was the Panzerfaust. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
This is going way
That's something
back.
Totally, don't worry.
This is going yeah. way
so,
back.
No. A Panzerfaust is a German tank.
It is, yeah. Yes. That's where Dave got the name from.
Yeah, no.
It's oh.
it translates defense. To tank fist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have my gratitude, evil-eyed one.
Well, you lost your weapon.
I should have your gratitude.
My natural ability is more deadly without this.
Okay. Well, it's yours, so do with it as you will.
Faith. No, please use it.
Well, am I thinking of the wrong thing?
You can speak out loud.
Am I thinking of the wrong thing?
I don't know, what are you thinking of?
What's your unarmed attack right now?
1d8.
You are... Alright, I will send you... You're Facebooked, right?
Yeah, I'm linked.
I don't think I wrote it down.
I have a link, don't worry.
Okay. Oh, Starnum, swirling pattern on blade, yellow arm glint. I haven't lost it.
There you go, Dave.
That sounds...
So yeah, actually you wear it as the metal sleeve. That is what the name of it is.
Booyaka!
Bam! Booyaka!
Booyaka!
Booyaka! Booyaka!
Oh, I can't fucking wait to see that tomorrow.
It's so, dude, trust me.
I have the only things that I've read about it,
two
people give two pieces of advice.
Yeah.
Don't read anything about it.
No.
And wait till after the credits.
Yes.
That's it. People are like, we're not going to fucking tell you anything about it. Just fucking see the movie. And from what I've heard, it's fucking amazing.
It is. It is like really good.
I got told that it was better than the Avengers.
You know what? I would say yes. It is more... Yeah, you know how Avengers does have its downed moments? Like, not like good moments, but just where nothing's really happening. Yeah. There's not. This is just constant. It doesn't matter.
Session.
What?
Last session.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you
sign up for
their
it's not like there's no...
Newsletter.
It's not like it's all action from beginning to end, but there's always something happening and something keeping your attention. It's really good. It made Amanda laugh out loud several times. And she's not a laugh out loud type person.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Can I just do that?
She's a laugh out loud person like I am.
Yeah.
Not only is my unarmed strike actually better.
Did you read all the way, Dave?
All the way to the bottom, yeah, why? Look, help me out here, what am I missing?
So what is... Did you... let's see.
1d8. 1d8. This gives me a 1d3.
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's 1d3, damn.
Yeah.
Did you read the very final
whenever
target?
A character...
That last paragraph?
Whenever a character with the improved unarmed strike feat wields this weapon, they deal damage as though they were one size category larger than what they actually are.
Which puts it at, what, 1d4?
Do you have unarmed strike?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's... So, yeah, but the way it's worded, instead of dealing 1d3, it would deal 1d4.
No, so...
Because you wield it as something one size category larger.
Then not that you are.
Yeah, but not that it makes your unarmed strike one size category larger, but that the damage of the metal sleeve...
That's what the intent is supposed to be.
Right.
It's supposed to be that whatever your unarmed strike is, it makes it one size category larger.
So then what's the purpose? So the 1d3 is if you didn't have improved unarmed strike.
Correct.
Okay, the other...
You know how like a spiked gauntlet
No
longer is an unarmed strike because it's technically a weapon? If you didn't have unarmed strike, that's what this would do. It would make it a weapon. However, because you have improved unarmed strike, it does one category more than what your unarmed strike is.
Let me ask you this then. There is a defensive thing on this. Does it count also as armor?
What does this say?
He gains a bonus plus one to their AC.
Yeah, if a character fights defensively while wearing this, they gain a plus one to their AC. If they're wielding two of them, they receive a plus two shield bonus.
So that, it's not actual armor. It's if you're fighting in defensive mode, instead of getting, plus two, you get plus three?
Yeah, basically.
To your AC.
That's if you're wearing one of them. If you're wearing two of them, then it does count as a shield bonus.
But as a monk, if I'm wearing armor, I lose my wisdom bonus.
But it's not armor.
It's technically not armor.
Okay.
Because it's just an AC.
It's a melee weapon.
It's basically a bonus to fighting defensively.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's weapons that have the defensive property on them?
Yes.
It's like that.
Okay. And would that stack with my crane style as well?
As long as your crane style is not a shield bonus, yes.
It is not. It's just a...
It's an untyped.
It's
untyped. So what's that?
Okay.
Spell of untyped bonuses.
Indeed.
Okay, so basically...
Take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? You got a monk item.
this was the Rodash. This was originally going to be the Rodash can't really get anything cool because he can't wear armor and doesn't really use weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give him something cool, but then you miss the session. And so it was basically if they haven't sold it by the time, then he might get it.
Is this why you gave a really strong hint? Like, maybe you should see if any of your teammates want this before you sell it.
I figured either Faltu would take it or Rodash would take it.
So what is that, 1d8 to...
What is a 1d8?
2d6.
Is it 2d6?
I think it's 2d6. I think it goes 2D6. From 1d8 to 2d6.
Yeah, congratulations. You're welcome, you dick. Ooh, he fondled my nipple.
Sexy.
Oh, I love it.
Weirdos.
Whatever, Kelly, you've been replaced.
All right, Dave, that
Dave gets cuddles.
Whole process seemed way too natural for you.
It's been years in the making.
Yeah.
Medium 1d8 goes to a large 2d6.
Nice.
I totally knew that.
Yeah, I was just double checking. I was making
sure. Yeah, no, I agree. But no,
holy shit.
Yeah.
I just didn't go, oh, no, that sounds right. Because one of freaking Aegis customizations is you deal damage is one size bigger.
Oh, there you go.
And so the 1d8 one-handed Mind Blade basically turns into the two-handed Mind Blade because it does 2d6.
Yeah. My
when you said that, I went, oh, yeah, duh. Yeah. I actually looked that up.
My gnome Titan Baller is he...
Such a wasted archetype.
No, not with the, not raw. No, and not rye. If you go raw,
yeah, but
then yes, it's bad.
Raw
sucks. Rye, it's good.
Awesome.
Boost.
Yo.
Masterwork?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
Why?
Because that would
give
me an
extra... Although I'm sure that's one to attack.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure that Rodash, if he were to, begin crafting himself more of them, could make them masterwork.
Indeed.
Ooh, that's an idea. Make yourself a new one that's like custom built for yourself.
Yeah.
For both arms.
Yeah.
All
right, so.
Son.
Quick question.
No, go fuck yourself. Do this shit in your own time. You should have known I was going to give it to you.
How does defending offensively factor into touch and flat-footed?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're fighting defensively and you have the AC bonus.
Yeah.
What would touch AC be and...
It stacks.
So, okay, and with flat-footed as well?
Yeah.
Or cool?
It's an independent bonus.
Sweet.
Can you even be caught flat-footed if you're fighting defensively?
Yeah. Invisible targets.
Oh, good call.
Cool. Stealth. So, So that now gives me a +4 for fighting defensively. Mm-hmm. And if I'm moving through with mobility, that puts me at a 26 AC.
Although, can you fight defensively and move at the same time?
I thought it was a full round action.
No, that's full defense.
Good call. Actually, yeah, then total deep at fighting defensively, it's just a negative to your attack and a bonus to your AC. So you probably could.
So if I ever need to make my way through a crowd, I'm good to go right now.
Just follow me.
So basically, I can.
No, you would fuck him up because you have spring attack, so you'd just be like, no. Whereas he'd be like, boom, boom. Ah, shit, guys. I'm down.
Well, okay. No, because spring attack. I thought
spring attack just allows you to move, attack,
just the one target. That so if I run past anybody to hit that target, doesn't get the attack,
but everybody else
does.
Yeah,
which actually I've put into use so that my teammates wouldn't take attack opportunity.
Indeed.
All right, so yeah, looks like we both have metal arms now.
Which arm do I... Oh, actually, which arm is it?
Does right.
It
say,
it's right. The, it's the right one.
Oh, we're twins! For some reason, I think that was out of game.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's not going to go all falsetto on. Aw, we are now twins.
No.
No.
Maybe totally in his head. Never actually said it.
Probably just up.
Actually, I'm pretty sure in Rodash's head, it's more like, I'm now twins with the evil-eyed one. I don't know if I like this.
Maybe I won't wear this.
I wonder if I can make one for my left arm.
Oh, my eyes are like pure black, so I'm pretty sure I'm more evil-eyed than you are.
That's a very good point.
Very true.
And you don't wear goggles.
I don't need them. I don't have light sensitivity.
Whatever, you're a douche. I do.
Stop fighting and accept my snuggles.
Wow.
She said in a rapish tone.
Question.
Yo!
Does a shield count as armor?
Put him right down on the ground.
Sweet.
Well, because this is not actually a shield. Because
we don't want to.
Okay.
It's still a hybridized item.
It's
a melee weapon. It's still a weapon.
So,
we're
trying to, like,
a shield
condition
bonus.
Right.
So eventually I'm making myself a pair of these masterworks.
So that it gets into his head.
So you're trying them out right now, see how they feel, if you really like it.
To be played, to be petted. I can't bite.
Okay.
Now if we actually manage to get magic back in the world too, holy balls.
What are you going to enchant a metal sleeve?
Enchant a metal sleeve, get some magical items to like increase my speed, my defenses, and my...
Huh? Monk ropes?
I love that you guys are like so quick to get magic to the world.
No.
No, you're psionic.
Exactly. We get back, magic back in the world and the psionics go back to being second class citizens again. Yeah.
And then now you also have to deal with magic people.
Exactly. So yeah, somebody was like, one of the comments on the Dungeons & Dragons movie, that they were like, there's not two types of magic, there's four types of magic, because it's primal, and some people consider psionics as a type of magic. And somebody responded with, yeah, well, some people are cunts. I was like, as a psionic character, I agree.
When you guys go to the bathroom, there are some paint swatches on the wall.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Will you just tell us which one you guys like the most?
Yeah. We're
totally...
Alright. So, you guys out.
So, Rodash straps on his arm, gets Radish. I almost called it Radish, actually.
Raditz.
Like, you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you know what? Fine.
Yeah.
Say a name, I'm good with it.
Right. So Rodash straps on the arm, kind of gives it a move, makes sure, you know, adjusts it a little bit to make sure that it fits properly and
you
get a good movement to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, so what are you guys gonna do after that? I'm guessing head down. Are you gonna wait a little bit, or are you just gonna head down the stables and take off now?
Well, did we stop at the general store, kind of like to get provisions before we went to the tavern?
You can do it whenever you want.
Yeah, if we hadn't, we'll hit up the general store, get rations. We already paid for them.
Yeah,
and then go to the stables to get horses, unless somebody else has whatever.
I always keep all of my stuff on me at all times.
Just in case I have to run.
You never when know when there's going to be a fight.
When she says that, I'm going to form up a sword in my hand and be like, yeah, me too. And then just dissipate.
I think so I also just got the vision of every hour of every day, Faltu is walking around town, full armor, both weapons strapped, shield on, pack on, like just walking around town.
Why didn't you have that position?
This is why she's so ripped, because she always has like 70 pounds of gear.
Right? Probably more than that, honestly.
I vote Gotham Grey, because of the name, and because I like it the most.
That's actually that's my top pick so far. been my top pick since before we hung them.
So you guys grab your provisions, you go grab your horses. They have obviously saddles on them, saddle bags, so you can stock up there. You don't actually need your packs. You can strap up your bed rolls and your tents and everything to the saddle itself, so you don't have to worry about carrying anything like that.
I like it. How's Shy with a horse? You getting a regular horse, or you getting a pony? Or...
A pony? Can I have a pony?
They don't have ponies.
A donkey.
I'll ride a horse. I don't need a horse. Okay. The horse can carry my things. I'll read Francis.
Okay.
Why are you sad?
I like it. No, I'm not sad. That's pretty badass.
That's his thinking face.
Yeah. That's my thinking face. It also looks like my pooping face.
Then if anything were to happen to a horse, we have an extra.
That works. You know what? Shy, that's very good thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's totally
I expected you to say no. So...
You guys didn't have to, like, go right now, you know, I was just saying when you're in the bathroom.
We were kind of in, like, one of those DM montage moments.
Anyway, so.
I like the top one, personally, I like the darker one.
Yeah. The seal one.
I just don't know. I like that one, too. It's such a small room.
Yeah. That's why I was like, ugh, I love it because it's silvery, but also it's very dark. If it was, like, bigger with more windows, yeah. I'd go with that one. But I vote the Gotham one.
There we go. All right, so.
Sorry.
So you guys have your provisions, you have your horses, you're all saddled up, ready to go. Where are you going?
That way.
Oh, all right, good.
Wait, didn't Padilla tell us a certain place to go to...
He told you to check out the farms to the west where you guys had gone before. See if they had any new spottings or anything like that.
So let's go to the farms to the west.
That works for me. We'll go check out some of the farms, see if they've had any more sightings since we wiped out the last ones, and we should be able to narrow it down and see where they are.
All right. Does anybody have knowledge local?
No. But.
No.
Dang it.
No, you can't use psionics, Bessie.
Yeah.
I have knowledge nature.
That will not work right now, unfortunately. You can, in that case, who's gonna. What?
Can I mulligan my prepared spells?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just because I would have slept before we left.
Actually, can you do that? Can't you only.
I can choose one every morning.
Oh, can you? Okay.
Yeah, with these ones.
Okay.
Right on. I know one that will help with the travel in general. And
oh, there you go.
This.
Well, probably won't help with this.
How's she doing?
What is it?
Good. Sober class.
Nope.
In
that's not what I'm looking for.
And she's going to another concert tomorrow night.
That's more along the lines of like a nature check.
So she's going to be a busy night tomorrow. And she's coming over in between.
Okay.
People aren't nature.
What is she going to see?
Who's taking the lead on this then?
I will.
All right, very nice. In that case, why don't you go ahead and give me either an intelligence or charisma check?
I'm going to go with intelligence.
That's the higher of my negatives.
Stop you. 21. I rolled
Holy
20.
Shit.
Nice.
And you went with intelligence?
Yeah.
All right,
brain is so big.
See, now, if that had been that new weapon, I'd be doing 45 points of damage right now.
That's disgusting.
So you visit a couple of the farms, and the people have started to kind of open up to you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a couple of days since the Hobgoblin left, and word kind of spread a little bit that you were the one that actually followed the Hobgoblin and you know, alerted the guards to his presence and everything. So that's kind of telling people that you at least want to or think you belong, which, so it's kind of settling people a little bit. So because of this, when you talk to them, they're a little bit more open with you, and they actually do say that they have had Hobgoblin sightings over the last couple of weeks or so, and they're able to point out to you certain areas in the woods that they've been seen coming and going.
Okay. So we'll follow their series of, you know, this way, that way, trying to figure out if we can find out where they are.
Very nice. All right. In that case, who is who wants to go ahead and give me a survival check?
Me.
Do it up.
Not me.
16.
16, all right. So after a little bit of searching, you are actually able to pick up some tracks. It has kind of been drizzling over the last few days, so because of that, any tracks are kind of easier to pick up. So you have to go a little bit into the woods, but soon enough you are able to spot where they're heading.
Okay. Yes.
Would a reroll help more, or probably not? Would a reroll help more, or probably not?
I don't know, would it?
Definitely. Seven.
Oh, wait, no, well, he called first.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. That's not
no. First one with their hand up answers the question.
Yay!
You're not human. So but we do find it?
You find a trail, yes. Trail? So you find a handful of tracks, and it is able to at least lead you in a direction.
Okay.
Okay. Yay. All right, so yeah, I'm going to kind of call out to them and be like, hey, there's this way. Let's go.
All right, so it is, even on horseback, it is probably, now the woods aren't particularly set up for horseback, so it is pretty slow going, so you guys aren't, you know, galloping or even kind of trotting through. It is very careful. The horses are able to make their way through most of the time. Occasionally, you do have to get off the horses and lead them through. So it does take you a couple of days to get through the woods. Always with, you know, at least you're able to pick up a track here and there so you know you're going in the right direction. And it is kind of heading, more of a west-southwest direction. Although eventually, you come to the, in the middle of the third day, come to a the more rocky terrain, and within this area, because it's a little bit more dry and also there's a lot less things to pick up tracks, you do eventually lose the trail.
Okay. I'm just going to keep heading in the direction that they had been heading.
Okay.
And hope that they didn't really turn all that much.
Bless you.
All right.
Like it goes inside.
Would anybody like to give either a survival or a perception check?
Perception.
Okay.
Sam.
Gabby called it first.
Dang it.
That bitch. Sucks. 13? Why are we letting the blind person do the perception?
I don't know. She called 10. It.
Bet I rolled a 3.
Because she's really good at
finding. All right, I'll let Rodash go ahead and do one.
Good at it.
Hufflepuff.
28.
All right. So I'm guessing probably at this point you guys are off horses, kind of leading them so that it'll be you're lower to the ground, easier to check out details, spot tracks, things like that. So you guys are going for a couple of hours, and Rodash, you actually are able to spot a little hidden trail that's masked, even a dozen or so feet away, is masked very well by a handful of boulders and rocks and juttings out of the rocks. But because you are actually looking for something in this area, you are able to pick it out. And at the entrance of it, you do actually see that there are tracks about, at least going up the side of this trail. So you're pretty sure that you're in the right area.
Okay. I'm going to point it out to the rest of them, especially Evil Lad one.
Is that mine or yours?
Mine. All right, and I'm going to go over and I'm going to kind of take a look at the trail that he's found. All right. Do I see any actually tracks on the trail?
You do indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're very faint, probably a little old, but they are. You are able to pick them up.
Are they older than the tracks that I had been following before this?
Well, only because a few days have gone by. So they're, you know, doing a little bit of math, you can probably figure out that they're very least around the same time span.
Okay. I'm going to kind of grip his shoulder and be like, good job. Looks like this is the direction they went in. And follow the tracks.
Yeah.
Are you attacking? Son of a bitch.
Maybe orange
one? No, he hits it when the bathroom door's closed.
Oh.
He, like, freaks out. It's hilarious.
I think it's because we don't really have the bathroom door closed ever.
He just doesn't like closed doors. He's a dick.
He loves the basement, though.
Yep. Yeah, you chew that cardboard.
I can hear the sound of his teeth crunching.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me want to chew cardboard. Is that weird?
Yes.
Like, I feel like it comes right
back. I don't know. There wasn't much delay in our
response
at
all. Yep. I don't know. I like chewing things. Oh, the pug got
where the fuck did she come from? Where did she come from?
On top of the case.
He was on top of the case, and as soon as he heard the door open, he was like... And then when you walked past
him... Horrible aim.
He jumped... Yeah, he fucking missed you completely. Fucking
well,
literally
no,
got behind
did,
you.
He nicked my heel. So you got a piece.
Well, you know what? If you're going to take the antelope out, you grab him by the Achilles tendon, sever that
muscle.
Oh,
no, I missed the tendon completely.
He's fucking awful at it.
I texted Jess for the first time in, like, years.
Did she actually respond?
Yeah.
No, it's been adopted.
Nice. That's awesome.
Hey, have you ever seen House of Wax? I heard it's pretty good because of that one scene. I had just seen it. And she said, yeah, you're funny.
Nice. So I go with Pewter. I'm fucking it up even more. I like Pewter.
Okay.
I like Toidles. What are we talking about?
The colors.
Colors.
Such a dickhead.
We're talking about how black you guys want to be.
No, I was like,
no,
Pewter. I was like,
gonna,
we, yeah, I know.
I want this.
I have a couple Pewter minis.
It's a Great Dane St. Bernard mix.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So what happened while I was gone? And
basically... I congratulated and thanked Rodash on his amazing finding skills.
Okay.
And then started following the new trail.
All right. So you guys are going to be able to start making it up the new trail then?
Yes.
Just
all right.
Give you an idea.
This is a very narrow path. You're probably going to have to leave the horses behind on this one.
God damn it.
It's really... you're talking about maybe a couple feet wide at the widest.
I will...
Here,
so,
have some horses. JK! LOL.
Is it big enough for Francis? Francis is like...
He's a dog.
Ride. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I should make a try. Yeah. Alright, so Shy still gets her ride.
Shy gets her ride still.
She's still the same speed as us.
I'll tie up my horse in an area close enough for
your dog's actually really fucking
eat grass.
All right, so you're gonna probably tie the horses like into the woods a little bit out of view of the trail,
but close enough that there's food nearby for them.
Right on.
They don't starve to death.
Indeed. All right. The narrow path actually climbs its way up the mountain, right up the side. And like I said, you're looking at sheer cliff faces as well as you're going. So this is by no means like a, hey, we do trade up and down this path. It's purposely supposed to be kind of treacherous and out of sight. It's pure, you know, we don't want people coming up here.
What's the cal drop factor?
Very high. This is like an 8 or a 9. So. So it drops straight down. Eventually, though, this does rise several hundred feet up, or probably a few hundred feet at least. And eventually the path actually does lead into a little bit wider of a ledge where the corner has an unusually magnificent structure that protrudes out the hillside.
Okay.
So you actually see that there is a broken stone door, and against the built from the side of the mountain, actually looks like it was built using the stones carved from the mountain itself, is a wall that has occasional arrow slits in it.
Huh. Can we see any movement at all?
No, because there's actually a wooden door that is in the doorway itself, so you can't see through that, and it's impossible to actually see through the arrow slits themselves.
Okay. All right. Well, good to go. I think we may have found something.
Let us investigate.
All right. I'll follow your lead.
All right, and I'm gonna go in.
All right.
I'm gonna follow her.
And I'll follow you.
Yay!
So the
Rodash can take up the lead.
The door itself isn't hinged or anything. It's actually one of the doors, so it's a double door. One of them is hinged. One of them has actually been broken away, but it's just kind of leaning up against the door frame.
I'm going to try and open the hinged one.
All right. Because of the way it's leaning, it unless you, like, hold the other one, it will probably knock the loose one away.
So would it just be easier to take the loose one and move it?
Most likely.
I'll just take the loose one and move it.
Okay. No strength check or anything necessary. Let's do this. Do that. All right. So you open up, you basically knock the door away. And when you pull it away, it just basically falls down to the ground, and it's a sturdy enough door so it doesn't go anywhere, but it does kind of give a loud missile, loud thump. And this
opens up. I didn't want to knock it away. I wanted to pick it up and lean it against something.
Oh, all right. That's fine then. Yeah, so you can kind of move it off to the side.
I didn't want to make too much noise.
Very nice. All right. You basically just want to move it enough so that there's room for you guys to get through. Yeah.
You feel that works?
I know.
She's a smart warrior.
Fuck all of you. Fuck all of you.
In that case,
we already did.
Just to see exactly how careful and quiet you can move the door, why don't you go ahead and give me a strength check?
Okay.
Whoa. For a second, I thought you were going to say a stealth check. I was going to be like, oh, fuck.
It's Dorian Skaz all over
and
again.
And Baltu drops the door and farts at the same time.
I rolled really bad.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 5, so I have 8.
Alright, that's still alright.
That's almost average.
So you're able to move it, and it does kind of scrape against the door because you're not trying to lift it up. Against the ground because you're not trying to lift it up too much, and it does give a slight bump.
But not so much like, but by the way,
exactly. It's not as loud as it would have been if you were just like.
If I was just like, we're here, fuckers.
Right, exactly.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Really? So this door actually does open up into a somewhat large room. So the room itself is probably about 50 by, a little bit smaller, so about 25 or 30 feet square. And when you walk into it, you actually do see that there are, it looks like almost the watching area. And there are 4 hobgoblins that are supposed to be, kind of standing guard, watching the through the arrow slits, but instead all of them are kind of either leaning against the wall or actually, you know, looking into the room itself, just kind of like picking at themselves or brushing themselves off and just kind of relaxing there. And when you move the door, and then when you guys walk through, they see you now and are alerted to your presence. So, roll me initiative.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Yes, seriously.
You're a bitch.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 20 again.
Nice. Why are you wasting them all day?
I know!
Jesus.
You're a slut. Well, good, because you can speak their language, at least.
Yeah, so please...
All right. Pull,
hold on.
Fall two.
Seven.
Rusk.
19.
Nice.
Not really. It should be 20, but I'm dumb.
Why?
I don't know. My armor active.
There you go. Rodash.
23.
Shy.
Nine. What is that
cat? Stop. Right. Now we will say that Rodash, you have your arm strapped on, so yep. That's not an issue. Shy, I don't think you ever actually carry wielding your weapon on a regular basis.
No, my knife's usually strapped to my hip in case the battle hunters though.
There you go. Rusk, would he have had his weapon out at all? No. And we'll say too, unfortunately, because because you just moved the door, you won't have your weapons out right now.
Okay.
All right. You move the door and Faltu walks in, and suddenly you guys kind of, probably who is after Faltu?
Me.
So yeah, so Faltu and Rusk.
Faltu, me, Shy, Dave.
There you go. So you guys kind of make it mostly into the door, and the hobgoblins are like, what the fuck? And at that point, Rodash.
I'm going to step up next to the two of them, Faltu and Rusk, and put a hand on either shoulder, holding on to them.
Okay.
And I'm going to yell out to the hobgoblins, stay your weapons, brothers. We do not mean to fight.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Would you like to give me some type of check, or are you just going to throw that out?
Would there be any other check I could attempt other than diplomacy?
No.
Then no.
Unless you want to bluff them, but I doubt you're bluffing right now.
I'm not, no.
You're also probably not trying to intimidate them.
No, but the fact that I'm speaking goblin, I'm assuming will at least,
Would you like to at least attempt a charisma check?
With a negative two, and the fact that I've been rolling 20s, why not?
The possibility. One!
Ha!
Roll another
you gotta be kidding me! That's an 18.
That's hilarious.
Motherfucker!
No, that's good, though.
I know, but 45 points of damage.
But what?
With that new glove that Russ gave me?
Yeah.
If I crit with that thing?
You're not going to roll another 20 tonight.
No, I've already rolled 3. I'm done. That's it.
Not even in combat yet. Well, technically we are. But
no, watch. We'll get into combat. I'll be rolling fives and below.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Who knows?
Next up then is Rusk.
Will you give me one?
Yeah. I am actually not going to do a thing.
What in the fuck are you doing?
Are you going to ready anything, or are you just going to kind of wait right now?
Is that your secretion?
That's his bed.
Oh.
I was sitting on it.
I don't know if I can ready this. Actually, you know what? I guess I could ready this. I'm going to ready activating my armor. If they make any, aggressive movements, I'm going to activate my armor. Yep.
That works. All right. So, first up, next up then is going to be one of the hobgoblins, who is going to reach for his weapon, and he's going to kind of pull it out, but he's caught off guard slightly by Rodash and what's going on right now. It's not often that somebody breaks into your house, but is able to... Well, for us, it's regular that someone breaks into your house can speak your language.
I broke into your house, but I don't mean to come out here to hurt you.
Yeah, right. So... It's like if one of us moved to Russia and then somebody broke into our house, and then in English was like, "Whoa, I don't want to hurt you." That would be weird.
I'd probably still punch them in the face.
I'd be even more creeped out.
You're a liar, Ivan.
You racist bastard.
I've seen Rocky IV. They're all named Ivan.
That's not true. I know like Igor.
Touché. That's not
although
racist.
Technically
that's
he's from Minsk, nationalist. So it's not.
That's like everybody in Sweden is named Bjorn in my head.
Or Sven. Yeah. All right. Next up, Shy.
Okay. Cool. So I'm gonna see all these folks standing around.
Yep.
And you know, nobody's doing anything yet.
Correct.
So I don't think I'm doing anything either.
Okay.
I mean. They can clearly see me, so I'm not going to just go invisible, because that would be weird.
Is there something that you perhaps want to ready? Like you said, like Rusk right now is readying to activate his armor just in case they get attacked. So would you like to ready a spell in case they come at me? You could ready invisibility or something else like that?
I don't want to reach into my pack.
Mm-hmm.
How do I ready invisibility? Like, what do you?
It's a spell. You basically say to yourself, "If they come at me, I'm fucking disappearing."
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, yeah.
But yeah, so it's not you can't unless you want to go invisible right now.
So I can like as soon as they come at me, I can go invisible.
Yes.
That's what Do
that.
Anyway, you can do that.
Yes, that's called readying in action.
Holy dip.
Yay.
Today I learned after
what's
playing
the TIL?
For like what?
We need the more you know
years.
Star.
Yeah.
Well, according to Kelly, it's been like 19.
I said
yours
and it was
10. I know, joking.
Yeah, jerk.
Alright. Next up is another one of the hobgoblins who is basically gonna do the same thing, kind of caught off guard a little bit, still has his weapon out, but he's like what are we doing? What's going on? Faltu.
No.
I am going to ready an action that if they attack, I will pull out my shield and my battle axe.
Very nice. Alright. So one of the next hobgoblin is again kind of reaches for his sword and he doesn't pull it out quite yet. He was down on the ground picking at a scab on his arm that was
gross.
Really cool looking.
Like what I'm doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and so he kind of stands up and he still has his sword sheathed, but he's like, you know, kind of has it ready to pull out. And then the last goblin kind of looks around and he's like, "Hoopskakook!" Which basically Rodash can tell means, "You filthy dogs, attack them." And he draws out his sword and rushes towards Faltu. And that's going to be really low. I rolled a 9, so that's a 13.
And I totally activate my armor.
Right on.
And I pulled out my shield.
Yep, so you're like, fucking shield, boom!
Yeah.
Shield wall!
Nice.
Wow.
Alright, so at that point in time, all the reactions go off. Faltu's like, fucking shield, doom! And he basically, you pull it out just in time that his sword comes, slams up against your shield. In the meantime, Rusk goes, bah! Armor on.
Yeah, it's not like armor. It's
what's
the,
yeah. I was about to ask. What's
it's
this
the
one
astral
look like?
Skin. So it's just like
okay,
just kind of bluish shimmer all over my body.
Very nice, sexy.
Slight bluish shimmer.
Lame.
Just covering everything. Whatever. Okay.
It's like a blue body sock.
It actually gives me a higher AC than actually putting the armor on.
And Shy goes blip.
Yep.
Yep. Right off. Very nice.
Wow.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. And because Rust didn't, Rodash didn't do anything.
Mm.
So you're still standing there. You're the only one who was like, "No, got a theory thing.
Got a theory thing, dude. They don't mean us any harm."
I was saying that to them, not you.
All right. Next up, top of the round, Rodash.
How far away from the wall is he?
Not far. You guys just ran into the room. You guys are just barely in the room.
Okay.
So,
Can I do a charge?
No, only because Faltu is right there.
Shit, okay.
You guys are basically almost exactly in a line.
Okay.
So.
Fuck. Okay.
Yes.
I'm basically just gonna step right up to him and say to him in Goblin, be at peace, we only wish to talk.
Okay. You want to try another charisma check?
Yeah.
One.
Nine.
All right. Very nice. Okay, so let's move standard. There you go. Rusk.
Okay, so the guy is running at Faltu. He already ran into her. He ran into
her. Sword.
All right, so I'm kind of behind her at this point. I want to, with my left hand, I'm going to form, like, a star knife-shaped thing in my hand, and I'm actually going to flip it around my hand as it begins to, like, sparkle as I form it and chuck it, like, at his head.
Very nice.
For this and this.
Remember, it's a negative because you're thrown into melee, but...
Am I? Because I'm behind Faltu?
She's still in melee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
she's
technically,
totally in melee.
Yeah,
and
she's
like
in melee.
Soft cover and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I fucking...
Would you roll?
A 3. Oh. So a 15 before all the negatives. So 15, 11...
Even a 15 wouldn't hit, so don't worry.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally...
Even without all that, you still wouldn't make it. Yeah. So, any movements?
When we walked in the door, did like the room go both ways?
It goes for about 15 feet either way.
All right, and all the hobgoblins were like away from that wall, or were they like a couple of them were along that wall?
All of them were actually along the back wall. Actually, let's say that that two of them were along the left wall.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them were along the right wall, but not against yours, actually against that right wall there.
Alright.
So two of them are against the wall that the door is at.
Yeah.
So here, and then two of them are against the right wall, up here.
Alright, I'm gonna kind of go straight, like, past Faltu.
Okay.
To, like, the opposite side of the room, since... It seems like all the hobgoblins are on this side. All
right. Incur an attack of opportunity by the hobgoblin.
I totally understand.
That's what you're looking for?
I totally
whiffed. I rolled a 2.
Okay.
So yeah, you go to run by him, and he kind of, you know, as his sword smashes off Faltu, he sees you running up, and he's like, gives you a quick glance of his sword, but it doesn't even really come close. So...
Okay.
All right. Next up now is one of the hobgoblins that is actually going to rush at Rusk. Now that you've kind of run into the room a little bit, you're one of their closer targets.
Okay.
So that's going to be a 17.
Miss.
Nice. So he charges up to you, sword both in hands, gives you a swing, and kind of smacks into your loose skin. But, you know, ricochet. Very nice. Alright, next up then is gonna be Shy.
Okay, so I'm gonna see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
What's the distance there?
Not far. Anybody is probably within 10 to 20 feet of you.
Okay, so I'm gonna run over to Rusk.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast this fancy new spell called Resistance.
Ooh, what's that?
It lasts 1 minute. It's a touch spell. The subject is imbued with a magical energy that protects it from harm, granting a +1 resistance bonus on saves.
Wow, nice.
So,
ta-da.
There and you go. That's what I'm going to do.
What's that look like?
I'm going to say it looks like a blue orby thing.
Okay.
Kind of like a halo shield.
Ooh, nice, sorry.
So I kind of have, like, blue right along me,
and then
blue
outside of you.
Of you.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a lot of blue.
It's a lot of blue. What was with the look?
Hobgoblins are goblinoids.
Yes, they are. Okay.
I'll let you know if it actually comes into a play.
Revelations.
Yeah. No. I like my brain went, oh, hey.
It's magic how that works.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have another hobgoblin then that runs, second one running up to Rusk. And that's going to be another miss. That's a 10. Totally whiffs.
Total.
There you go. Unfortunately. So right now we have Rusk kind of in the center of the room. Two hobgoblins attacking him. Okay. Fall two.
Yep. I'm going to attack thing that attacked me.
All right, on. So you have, I believe, just one, that one hobgoblin up on you right now.
He's all up in my sheets.
Yep.
I crit.
Whoa, confirm.
Does a 11 hit?
It does not.
Oh. So it's just regular damage.
Regular damage still.
Snarf.
Oh, man, that's 8, 10 damage.
Okay.
God, you're a beast. Only 10.
Alright, any movements or anything?
No.
Alright, very nice. Alright, in that case, one of the other hobgoblins now is going to run up and help out his, boss or whoever the big guy is that was shouting at them, calling them cowards and shit. And, that's gonna be a 10. That's fucking horrible. So don't even bother needing the shield on that. You're like, go ahead, hit right here. Right there. Do it. I promise. The other guy, that you've been facing down with is, for a 17, which is also a miss, so the shield comes up again, and you're like, motherfucker!
Yep.
Alright. Rodash. Right now we have, just in front of you, Faltu taking on a couple of hobgoblins. Actually, you've run up now, next to, Faltu, right?
Well, yeah, well, it was Faltu, the boss. I ran up next to the boss.
Okay, yeah.
Because I wanted to yell at him.
There you go.
Okay.
So it's basically you and Faltu, diagonal from each other, and then a hobgoblin and another hobgoblin, while Rusk is up in the middle of the room taking on two hobgoblins.
Okay, so I have at least, do I have two hobgoblins within reach of me or not?
You have one.
Just the one.
Yeah. Right.
If you 5-foot shift, you could have, goblins? Like, behind the enemy, providing goblins? Flank for Faltu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you'd have two of them within shot.
Okay, I'm going to shift then.
Alright.
Yelling out in goblin, you damn fools.
Alright. So you have a flank bonus on one with Faltu, yeah, and nothing on the other.
Okay, and I'm actually going to Flurry of Blows.
Woo!
The first one is for a 20.
That hits.
For only 5 points of damage.
Alright.
the second one is for a 12.
12 does not hit.
Okay. That's the most dice I've ever rolled at one time.
Looks like you're gonna need that second arm, huh?
That's at this rate, yeah.
Alright, so that's movement and action. And action. So yep. You're all set. Rusk.
Okay. So I got two in front of me.
You got two hobgoblins on you.
Alright, I am not dumb, so I'm actually going to not 5-foot shift, but I'm actually going to move to the other side.
Okay.
Of the hobgoblin.
Okay.
Like, so there's, like, two in front of me. I'm going to run to, like, the side of this one.
All right. Incurring an attack of opportunity.
From actually both of them.
Both of, okay, yeah, sure. If you want to incur attacks from both of them.
I totally am.
That's a 20.
Okay, miss.
So, wait. A crit?
rolled a 20. Oh, okay. I was like, yeah.
It's and then I confirmed. It's not a nat. So I confirmed with a 23.
Miss.
Wow. Holy
John's
crap.
Got that bonus to attacks, remember?
Oh, that's right. Look at you. Not bad. All right. So that's going to be 10 damage from the first one.
Okay.
And the second one, that's going to be a 14. So if the first one didn't hit them. So
23 didn't hit. Yeah.
So you basically like weave your way through both of them, and one of them manages to land a blow straight on you, but the second one is kind of thrown off by your swiftiness.
Okay. And when I move to the other side of them, like as I'm moving, I'm forming up my mind blade.
Okay.
Because it's totally free action at this point, which is awesome. And it's actually just like a straight sword.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to try to, like, cut his legs off from underneath him as a trip attempt.
Do it up.
Fuck you. 14.
14 will miss.
Yes.
So you basically hit his legs, but he's, you know, already come down from that shot, so he's got, he's really weighted down right now, so.
What a dick.
Yeah. Hobgoblins, strong legs.
Yeah. Also, funny story.
Yes.
My AC on attacks of opportunity from goblins due to movement is 26.
Is that because of the bracers?
The bracers. That's why I went, oh, hobgoblins are goblinoids.
Well, they're goblinoids, but they're not goblins.
Shouldn't, aren't they goblins?
No, they're goblinoids. They're well, still hob.
Well, they're hobgoblins. The bracers are to goblinoids.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, I wasn't sure if it was to
it's not
a
like,
general it's, race or, or specific race.
No, it's the general race.
Okay, that works. All right, so next up then is going to be one of the hobgoblins going up against actually the one that struck you. Okay. So he's going to kind of move up around to you, but totally miss. That's going to be a 7.
Okay.
So you are you aren't so much outmaneuvering them as they are doing a really poor job of actually hitting you.
Okay. And is that the one that was, like, right in front of me, or was that the one, like, behind him?
That was the one that was behind and moved around to you. Next up is Shy.
Okay. I'm going to, let's see. I'm going to move to
Rodash
and cast the same.
Alright, so another small blue shield absorbs around, forms around Rodash.
And that's what, plus 2?
Plus 1 plus to save.
Plus 1 resistance.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's what, plus 1 all saves,
plus
right?
Plus 1 resistance, yeah, on saves, sorry.
Okay.
Very nice. Alright, that's move action. Alright, so Rodash, one of the other, follow Rusk.
You thing with one arm.
Yep.
I have two arms.
You have two arms right now. How's that other arm moving for you right now?
It's good, man.
Alright. So the hobgoblin that you had moved around to is gonna go ahead and take a swing. That's gonna be for a 22.
Miss.
God fucking damn it!
Actually, no. Tie goes to the runner.
Ah, there we go. I should double check. Alright. You have to double check the crit range on these.
Even with the well,
never mind. No, because was only to like save.
On save, yeah.
That's why I stopped myself.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's actually going to be 9 damage. Jesus. As he squares up on you now and his both hands slams his longsword right into your chest.
Damn. Ow.
Yep, it hurt. And he actually, he actually now 5 foot, I should have done it before, but it doesn't really make a difference. Okay, he now 5 foot shifts around to put you in between the two of them. Fall 2.
Totally should have done it before.
I'm gonna attack the guy in front of me.
Right on. Great axe in hand, shield in the other.
Back killing me.
Yay!
I actually ended up standing for almost 2 hours at work today.
Nice.
That's what I do most days. Now that we get the, like, the mechanical desks that move up and down,
I'm so jealous of you.
Stand up.
Right.
And, oh, it's awesome.
They sell at Walmart for like $40 laptop stands that go up to, I believe, about 3.5 feet.
Nice.
So.
Oh, there you go.
14. Nice.
14 will miss. So, between... Oh, actually, you have... Which one are you hitting? The one that you've already hit?
Yeah.
You have flank bonus.
So
that, 16. Adding that in, hits.
Nice. So that's 5 damage.
Okay. Would you like to?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's been hit 3 times. Yeah. You hit him twice.
He's like the only guy that's taken damage.
Yeah, basically.
That's true.
Yeah, motherfucker.
So I just wind up and I take him out at the knees, and then on the back swing I take off his head.
Nice. I like how even now, like, the kills that used to be, like, the really absurd ones that we used to do are now, like, the starting basic ones that we work out with.
Right?
And I like how Trevor's like, you're just so non-plausible about it. I was like, well, when you kill as much people as I do.
Right. Eventually, you just get used to the blood. Any movements at all?
Nope. Just gonna stay here.
Right on. You're gonna basically do a come get me. Well, you don't have a free hand, but you're like, you.
I'm like Babe Ruth.
speaking of you, excuse me, the hobgoblin, the one that was, thank you, the one that was next to the big guy that saw him draw, gets this
probably
really...
got splattered with his blood.
Right. His eyes kind of go wide in, like, surprise for a moment, but then they narrow down to hatred, and he takes his, takes his sword and he swings at you, but in a blood rage, not quite your blood rage, but a rage nonetheless, he swings wildly and just absolutely misses you.
So like a normal human's blood rage?
Yeah, exactly. Yours is controlled.
But was this hobgoblin already next to her?
What?
Was this hobgoblin already next to her?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought there was only one.
All right. No, there was two. Remember, you moved up and flurried the blows both of them.
That's right.
You guys have two, I got two.
Yeah. And speaking of Rodash,
gonna flurry that one that just tried to take a swing over. I fall to.
Do it up.
18 on the first one.
Hits.
That's 13 points of damage.
Okay. Christ. Am I gonna regret this?
Yes, I think you are.
What'd you say, 13?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is he still kicking?
Yes, he is.
19 for the next one.
Hits.
That is 11 points of damage. So, the first hit hits him, and it kind of throws him off balance a little bit. The second one comes around, and you hear the...
Are these both with the metal fist?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm making good use of this thing. The fist hits him in the chin, and you hear the metal clang, and because of the system of chainmail and plating, you see the shoulder being able to follow through, and his whole head... just spins, and so it's facing the other direction, and he just flops.
Wow.
I like it. Dude. Bloodless, yet still gruesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, freaking Mortal Kombat writers should listen to our...
Yeah. Oh, dude, Fall 2 alone could outfit an entire MK cast.
Right?
Very true.
Oh, yes, very well.
Alright, with that, any movements or anything? Oh,
I can't, because it's a full round action of flurry.
Very nice. Alright, in that case, Russ. Oh, I'm sorry, Shy.
I'm not sure I was after Rusk.
No, it's Rodash, then Rusk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then Shy.
Yeah, then Hobgoblin, then Shy. Then Hobgoblin, then Faltoon, then Hobgoblin.
So, I have a weird question.
I love
pretty
weird
sure
questions.
I know the answer to it, but okay. I just want to double check. If you're dual wielding,
yes,
can you make two... trip attempts, because they're part of attacks, just the
your
second
candidate.
One would take a -5?
Correect.
Okay, so...
remember, too, you also get the negative of the dual wielding itself.
Yes. That's huge.
I thought it was only a -4 if you're not proficient in the maneuver.
It's a
you're
negative
doing
negative 4 on... it's a -4 and a -8. -4 on the first attack, -8 on the second attack.
No, I mean just for the maneuver itself, if you don't have improved...
No.
No.
What was the penalty?
No. The penalty is attack of opportunity.
Oh, okay.
That's why I actually caused attack of opportunity due to movement. Yes.
-4, -8. So it's going to be a -4, -13.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is right. No, it's not. I'm sorry. The -5 only comes into place... when
the
you have
second
your
attack.
Second,
that's
yes,
right. So it'll be -4 and a -8.
So it is -4, -8.
Yeah.
Hey, roll high.
Yeah. All right. So, Anakart, two attack of opportunities.
You're used to that,
right? I now have. I'm flanked.
You are flanked.
So as a free action,
okay,
I'm gonna draw the star knife off my belt with my prosthetic arm.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a concentration check.
Oh no. 4. So
4.
I totally didn't.
Alright, so you go to reach and the arm kinda goes and you're able to kinda get it over there, but you're not able to actually like get it completely.
And I'm just like, ugh. And I'm gonna take a 5-foot shift to my left.
Okay.
And as I'm moving, I'm going to take like a swipe at the guy's legs to try to knock him down.
Do it up.
Seriously? Yes. 11.
11 does not do it.
And nothing.
Alright, so that's movement action.
Yeah.
And
as a free action, I'm going to kind of yell out and be like, a little help over here.
Alright, so one hobgoblin goes ahead and takes a swing at Rusk for a 14.
Miss.
Can I please roll above 10?
No. Yeah, you crit on me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I did.
Yeah, you know how it feels, jackass.
He didn't confirm it.
And he's going to slam, he's going to try to hit you, but miss. And he's going to kind of try to follow you a little bit with your movements. Shot.
I'm going to...
That's my max.
It's kind of pointless, but...
Right?
I'm going to also cast resistance on fall, too, because I feel bad leaving her out.
Very nice.
Right now I'm at 34.
Alright, so blue shield over fall 2. Fall 2, you get a +1 to your saves.
I have 40.
Not that you need it.
There you go.
Every little bit helps. Yeah.
Exactly. So it probably takes a little bit of movement to get down to fall 2 and then blink on her. Alright, other hobgoblin on Rusk is going to swing for a, let's see, 78, 21.
Miss.
God damn it.
Just barely. My God AC right now is at 22.
Damn it. So he moves over and he's just like, and again, off the weird blue glowy body sock that you're wearing.
Yes.
I hate that body sock.
The weird blue glowy sock thing kind of distorts the arm enough that he misses. Because it actually adds to dex, not AC.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, there we
go. So it makes me a little quicker.
Oh, I like that. Very nice.
Yeah.
So it almost acts like a shadow-esque version of you.
Yeah, the other arm, both of the other versions, the medium and the heavy.
Crappy Chronicles of Riddick movie, the second one.
That was a good one.
With the shadow fighting.
I like that.
It wasn't bad. The third movie I still haven't seen, but I heard that it was awful. The Necromongers?
The Necromongers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the medium and heavy versions.
Did you see Riddick?
Armor, the skin version ups my dex.
I kind of refuse because it looks like pitch black.
They go back to the pitch black idea.
Yeah,
it's pretty much just pitch black with better graphics.
I'm okay with
that. Is what I was told.
Fall 2.
It doesn't have looks clear.
I'm going to run up. To the one behind Rust.
So. Okay.
But there's other stuff like it.
Yeah.
Charge it.
What were you saying?
Very nice.
That wasn't a roll. That slipped out of my head.
That's nice.
Because for the purpose of the race,
so that's a 25.
25 totally.
Yes. Yeah.
That would work with me.
That would work against you.
Yeah.
Does a charge give you plus to your...
Your attack, not damage.
So that is a 8 damage.
Nice. All right. So now Rusk has a little bit of help.
Yay!
He called for it.
And I got it. Wait, didn't you leave a goblin behind?
No, I dropped him.
He killed it.
Oh, right. That's right. You guys took, that's right, the down and then the off with the head and you with the head twisting around
edge.
The freaking, just that Muhammad Ali, freaking, poof.
No, just one hand.
Oh, just the freaking.
I'm favoring her right now.
Yeah.
And just, wow. Good thing you're not a southpaw.
All right, speaking of favoring his right, Rodash.
I'm going to.
What about me? You did. Oh, no, I just went. You sorry.
You resisted it.
Yeah, I know.
Fall 2.
I know Fall 2 just ran up to help Rusk.
Yes.
Is there one between me and anyone else, or are they on the other side?
Yeah, there's a second one up at Rusk.
Okay.
So, a little closer to you guys.
I'm going to run to the opposite side of him.
Okay.
To flank and then take a swing at him.
Very nice.
17.
Hits.
9 points of damage.
Very nice.
Now, were you doing, were you adding a flank bonus too for the 17?
I wasn't. I forgot
about
that.
More.
Yeah. So,
21.
Still 9 points of damage.
Yeah, still 9 points, regardless. But still, it's nice to know that you hit him even harder.
Indeed.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Or at least more efficiently. Yeah. Alright, next up, Rusk.
still want my chain.
Rust, Hobgoblin, Shy.
Don't forget you have
flank.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, since I see Faltu on the other side...
You have Faltu on one side, then Hobgoblin, then Rusk, then Hobgoblin, then Rodash.
Right? I'm freaking...
It's
yay!
It's like a Whopper Senior of Hobgoblin bread.
Right?
Or, no, with mercenary bread.
So...
Hobgoblin burgers. I made it up. I don't know. Is there a double Whopper?
Try to order one.
Is there a double Whopper?
Yeah.
Double Whopper. With Hobgoblin meat.
I'll take
the
Whopper Senior, please.
That does sound gross.
Don't try their mushroom and Swiss. It's not good.
No, don't
go to Burger King.
I don't get that.
That's my number one mode of advice. Don't go to Burger King. Or McDonald's.
I can't get the burgers at breakfast.
We haven't had fast food in a long time.
A burger at breakfast.
Wait, they started serving those now.
We haven't had fast food for probably 5 or 6 months.
That's good. Yeah, I had Burger King when I picked Amanda up when she went to Rhode Island.
Oh wow.
We had to. She hadn't eaten since 7 in the morning and we had nothing at home for her to eat. So unfortunately. Other before that though, I can't tell you the last time we had it.
Alright, so fucking seeing
greasy as shit. Except for Elevation Burger. Try that.
Which one?
Go to Maryland. And go to an Elevation Burger. It's really awesome.
I don't know, freaking Sonic.
I hate Sonic.
Like chicken. Sucks. No, the chicken, like popcorn chicken.
Their burgers.
Oh, really?
I like their burgers.
Wicked good.
And their
wicked
slushies.
Good.
Oh my god, their slushies.
Their slushies were pretty good. All right, so seeing I have backup now.
A lot of backup.
The one right in front of Faltu that she just missed, whiffed on.
No, I hit him.
Did you hit on him?
She hit him.
Oh, I thought you missed on him.
No, you missed.
No, you hit too. So, alright, fuck you both.
I believe the whiff you're thinking of is yours.
Yeah, me. So,
stop projecting.
Right? So, well, seeing Faltu has injured this fine gentleman, I'm just gonna say, fuck the tripping, and I'm just gonna try to, like, stab him.
Stab.
For...
With your soul knife thingy.
A possible crit.
Ooh!
Really, dude?
What do we got?
Miss. 15. Actually, 17 with the flank.
Ah!
That's a crit!
Alright, so...
I'm guessing that's going to be a buttload of damage.
Double digits. Yeah. It's 10, 20, 28.
Jesus.
So, with the guy at my back now, and a dude in front of me, and Faltu's right there... Suddenly, Faltu just sees come out from his back, like right along his spine. You just see a blue, like the blue tip of a sword. And right as you see it come through, all of a sudden it just explodes. And you're looking through his chest at this like 6-inch hole. And you're looking right at Rusk as he's just holding nothing.
His
fist is right there. And just, he's just looking at him, and the hobgoblin just slumps to the ground.
Respectable.
And I just give you kind of like a little head nod, and then I turn around to like the other hobgoblin.
That was totally in game too. Faltu's like, respectable.
In her head, she's thinking, maybe he could be my friend.
And like, after, like, as soon as the hobgoblin drops, he spins around to the other hobgoblin. And Rusk forms up another Mind Blade.
Nice.
To, like, face off against that Hobgoblin. Right.
All right. Next up, then, is Shy.
Okay. So, I'm going to go to the last Hobgoblin.
Okay.
And right in front of him, I'm going to cast Flare.
Okay.
So, he becomes dazzled for 1 minute.
Ooh, nice.
Unless they make a fort save.
Holy crap.
Well, yeah.
Does that also affect Rodash?
No, because basically you do it like right
in
front of their
face. In front of a single creature.
Yeah. Do you have a DC?
No, because I'm useless.
Okay. I'll just make a fort save. And I rolled a 6, so it's
probably not
going to do it.
I think it's the spell level plus 10 plus the caster level.
It's the caster ability modifier, so it would be what, wisdom for?
So it's like a 13.
Divine.
Wisdom for druids?
Yep.
Druid
and oracle. Yeah. Druid, oracle. Yeah.
They're both wisdom.
I don't know what spell it is.
It's a level 0. No, it's a druid.
Druid, all right, there you go. Well, you have the same modifier for both of them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. The white ones are druid, the colorful ones are...
Oh, look at very nice.
Wow, nice, like, organizational system. Skills. Thanks.
And different colors are for different types of abilities. There's, like, the oracle abilities condition. And the spell.
What did you say that he was?
Dazzled.
Dazzled. Creature is unable to see well because of overstimulation of the eyes. A negative one penalty to all attack rolls and perception checks.
Nice.
And that doesn't count as an attack, right? So I'm still invisible?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Do that.
But that only lasts for one round.
Yes.
No, 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute?
Really?
Holy shit. Yeah.
No, one standard round.
So one round, okay, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. No.
Pretty
yeah, 1 minute.
Wow.
I'm looking at the time it takes to cast it, because I'm dumb. One standard action. Wow. No, it lasts a whole minute.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of, it's said Hobgoblin. He now attempts, he is now surrounded, no friends, he has this brilliant light that's been cast in front of his eyes, he kind of freaks out a little bit, and I forgot to tell you guys ahead of time, but there are actually two staircases that lead out of this room, one to the west, one to the north. He begins to book it towards the northern staircase.
And does he make it since he can't see? Or, never mind. Might not matter.
Really, dude? 16. Actually, does the flank count?
Or no, because he'll be out of flank by the time you actually go to swing it.
So, 16.
I hope so. Do we?
Nobody else called it.
We were waiting for him to finish. All right.
Yeah, so let him finish right. He's the first one that called it.
16.
16 hits.
So, 5 damage.
Nice. Who's next to raise their hand?
I'm not near him.
It's Dave. He's the one in between
Shy
us.
That's a good call. That's right. He killed the one between the two of you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So I exploded the chestal area.
12.
12 misses.
You're a whore.
Shy, you could do an attack. Them all. I know.
I think it would be very befitting of the new Shy.
Really?
I think it would.
I kind of dazzled him in hopes that he would give up. Since he's running?
He is running.
Can I try to... I mean, I'm tiny, but can I try to, like, grapple him?
You
like,
know... choke him? Alright, I will say something. You know who hasn't done anything yet?
Puppy!
Franco.
Franco! Franco?
Yeah, James Franco, the dog.
I left his stats at home.
What?
They're on a piece of paper in my notebook, which I didn't
Francis.
Do you know,
totally
you know
new name is,
James
Franco.
The name of it?
Who's she? Francis Frank. Franco.
You know how to spell that?
It works.
COOSHE.
Sounds like a toy from the 80s.
No, I just... It, a my coochie. Dad, it sounds like something I don't want to say in public. My Cushy's running green.
Tell me one of the
He has a +4 to his attacks.
Okay.
So you can either outright attack.
6 bite.
You can do that. 1d6 plus 2 plus trip.
Oh, and you got automatic trip on an attack.
Yeah.
Dodge the wolves.
Gotta love wolves.
Yeah.
So.
The canidids. You want me to shut the window?
+4 to attack?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is hot. So I'm 20.
Comfy. Holy shit! Yeah, 20 hits.
And,
Holy shit!
3 damage.
Did you do 1d6 plus 2?
Yeah.
Alright.
I rolled a 1.
Ew. Right.
You want to run them?
Trip
did
attack.
Did I get it? Oh my gosh. So,
Chopper, sick balls.
So Francis is like, alright. I'm gonna get this jerk. So he charges over and like lets out one kind of bark, yelp thing, and then bites him right in the Achilles tendon and rips the tendon out so you can just see it like rip his leg open and it just gushes blood and the guy falls over. And then
speaking of Teagues.
He just eats his face.
Nice. Which Shine is back.
I was walking.
Oh, were you walking? You jumped off him? Okay.
I did.
Okay. So he basically, you know, I like it.
He was just kind of like off by the door.
Very nice. I'm a fan. I like it. Alright, so yeah, all the four hoggoblins are dead at this point.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the pointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Podcast by geeks, for geeks.